You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Knysna local municipality has until today to turn around the service delivery challenges or face being placed under administration. The ultimatum comes after the Western Cape government called for the municipality to be placed under administration for failure to provide basic services to residents. The executive mayor of the Knysna local municipality, Aubrey Changwa, join us on the line. A very good morning to you, Mayor, and welcome.
Yes, good morning, Elvis, as well as very good morning to your listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
Firstly, tell us, Mayor, and give us a sort of an overview. How dire is Knysna's financial situation and the service delivery challenges, and how did the municipality reach this point?
No. Thank you very much, sir, once again. Coming to your question in terms of our financial situation in Knysna, I want to be very clear in terms of our situation. Coming on the issue of our financial situation, remember when we took close to 2 years ago as the coalition which is led by the ANC. We had some very few challenges with regard to some of our opposition councillors in terms of the payment of rates and tax, where some of the councillors were encouraging the residents or members of the public not to pay their services, right? I mean, due to the change in leadership, right? But coming back, on the issue of our finances, and I want to be very, very explicit here and clear to say, I mean, as the provincial government is putting our status of finances, we are not, you know, on the brink of collapse in terms of our finances. I want to be very clear. We are the municipality which is able to meet its own commitments. We're able to pay our salaries. We are able to pay our commitments. We are able to pay Eskom. You know, I can confirm here to say each and every month, as the municipality, we are paying plus minus 90 million to Eskom. We are not bankrupt.
So
I mean, our financial situation is stable.
If,
I can confirm.
If that is, you know, the case, if that is the case, Mayor, the municipality. But Mayor, if that is the case, this municipality has now been given up until today to respond to the province with a viable solution to the challenges that you face. So are you saying that you don't have these challenges? So what do you think of the move to place you under administration?
No. Thank you very much for that. I am coming to that particular issue of us being placed under administration. I'm just trying to, I mean, to put issues into perspective here. Coming back to, I mean to this particular issue that of Section 139. Right, there's two issues which the MSC Bratian have just pointed out in terms of his letter, that we are not able to deal with issues of the waste. And I can confirm you. I can confirm to you and your viewers that from where I'm sitting, as the municipality, we are able to deal with that particular issue. We had a challenge in terms of our waste transfer station, which because of its, it's one of the very old transfer stations which has been there for close to 30 years. I mean, which has not been serviced on a regular basis. I mean, now and then, that particular transfer station does, I mean, broke, you know. And once it broke, you know, and we do have a service provider which was procured, I mean, in terms of dealing with that particular issue.
Yes.
When it breaks and the service provider will come in and do the fixing, right? However, when we are not able, because I remember that for the last two months,
unfortunately, that's where we got to leave it. It seems that there's no maintenance. That's where we got to leave it for now. Aubrey Changwa, the executive mayor of the Knysna local municipality in the Western Cape.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.